This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I hear a ghost every single time on mine. My wave is going all over the place because the ghost's little fingers are rubbing against my back.
You know what energy we have as a three?
No energy?
No energy. That's true. But you know what energy we truly have? You know when the teacher leaves the room for 15 seconds in elementary school to like go get something from another teacher, and then everyone's just like, everything all at once! Chaos! That's us.
A talent show, but also let's pick on the other kids. Let's pick on the weaklings.
Let's cram Lord of the Flies into 15 seconds. Fear, tyranny, disorder.
Teacher's gone. Quick, eat their clothes.
I'm ripping my own fingers off.
Oh, she's back. She's back.
She's back. She's back.
We were good.
What's algebra?
I think I told you all this, but one time in my freshman or sophomore year of high school, the chemistry teacher, who was like 24, like he graduated college and immediately came back to, and he had went to that school, my high school. He graduated my high school, went to college, came back and immediately became a chemistry teacher. So he's like 24. He left the room one time and I locked the door behind him, and I stood there and he like pounded on the door and tried to get it open and was like, let me in. And I shook my head no and went and sat down. And he was screaming at me. I don't know what came over me. And then he kept screaming.
You needed power in that moment.
He kept screaming he was going to go get the principal. And I was like, isn't that embarrassing for you that you got locked out? Like, I phrased it in a way that was like, isn't that more embarrassing to tell the principal you got locked out of your own classroom? And so basically he never told the principal, but he did give me detention.
Everything okay at home, Adel?
No. And then he also once challenged me to an arm wrestling contest in front of the students because he wanted to like belittle me, and I beat him.
You told me that story before, and yeah. I've thought about it while I'm like doing dishes, and I'll die laughing.
But he was like a buff dude, but his arms were real short, and I'm not strong, but I have fairly long arms. So I think just like, I don't know what that's called, the fulcrum power. I don't know what that's called. Leverage. He had very tiny arms, so I beat him.
I was joking around once in Algebra 2 class, and the teacher said, if you have time to joke around in class, why don't you come up to the board and solve the equation? So I walked up to the board and solved the equation. I went back and I was like, can I keep joking around?
And I'm Aaron Keefe. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
This is an improvised podcast about solving riddles, and it's also about discovering friendships and discovering the power dynamics of psychopath children who are torturing our heroes who work in the school system. I have a thing, though. I have a thing that I will say about that. With Adel's arm wrestling and my math teacher, you truly can never call someone out like that unless you are prepared to have them beat you. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm, you otherwise you are just going to get devastated when you're like, you can't like be the tough guy and then lose the thing, because then there's like, you can't be gracious about the loss because everybody knows you just went down and you weren't expecting it.
Can I just say something about teachers really quick?
Yes, please.
If your solution to getting your kids back into school full time isn't let's get the teachers and their families vaccinated ASAP and first, then please shut your mouth, okay? We're not going to torture teachers and see them as subhuman just because you're having some issues at home, especially if you're rich. If you're poor, this is a different story. But if you're rich and you're bullying teachers, get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very angry. Be nice to teachers. They're people.
And that's our new angle for this podcast. It's all about telling stories how we fucked with teachers, but telling future generations to be kind to them.
Yes.
To learn from our mistakes, although they were very funny mistakes.
They were very funny mistakes. And in normal times, you know, when there's not a virus running rampant across the United States, it's okay to fuck with teachers. That's what Aaron's saying. Aaron's saying that it's okay to fuck with these people when it's normal time.
Yeah. Be terrible to them and pay them nothing when it's normal times.
Get your tax ready.
Really, teachers have to deal with little asshole kids, so they should be getting paid way more, and they should have way more of our respect. And if they're like, well, we don't want to teach during a pandemic because all these grubby little children's hands are full of the virus, we should respect that as well. And this is easy for me to say because I don't have kids. I got spaghetti and I sent your ass to dog camp, so...
Does she ever like write letters to all of her friends at dog camp? Like, I can't wait to see you next dog camp.
Sometimes the dog camp will like put spaghetti on their Instagram because they'll like take little videos of the dogs during the day and like be like, look at this. And spaghetti, every time she shows up in one of those Instagram videos, Mariah and I look at it and we're like, she having a good time? Like, she kind of looks, she kind of looks a little stressed out, and she like looks like she's like, I think spaghetti thinks that like we work and then she goes to work, and she's like, she doesn't love it, but she's like, I gotta do it. Like,
it's
everybody in this house works. And she just goes there and gets stressed about all the dogs all day and then comes home and is like, finally, I can sleep.
It's just the videos of her looking at a picture of you and Mariah all day, just sort of pawing at it.
There's a show on Netflix called Bunked. It's like BUNK'D. And one time I jokingly put it on because
the germaphobe that solves crimes.
Exactly. It's a germaphobe detective who sleeps in a double bed. It's called Bunked.
Uh-huh.
But I put it on one time because we couldn't find anything to watch, and so I just pressed play on it. And it's like a kid show. It is the worst thing I've ever seen, but every like 2 or 3 weeks, I'll randomly put on an episode when Gemma isn't paying attention, and then like we have to watch it. It is the most garbage thing in the world. I recommend you all watch it. It's basically, it's like 40 kids all playing the most over-the-top weirdo freaks in the world. And then there's one adult who plays the counselor, and she's maybe like a 52-year-old woman. And you can, her eyes are dead, but she's acting so hard. And she's like, this is my big break. Like, I probably went to Juilliard. And like, I finally got this show.
I love when someone acts with the energy that they probably went to Juilliard.
But all her scenes are like, she comes in and like the kids are doing whatever, like the worst storylines. And then she comes in and she's like, hey, come back here. Oh no, that bear just made me shit my pants. Like, it's all, I mean, I feel so bad for this woman.
Love the show. You love it.
I want to start a GoFundMe for whoever this woman is who plays the camp counselor, because her life is bad.
Oh no, I don't believe it. I think she's thriving. By what everything you've said, it points to thriving.
Adel just did a thing to us that I do to Mariah with food, and we'll like get something, or we'll order something that wasn't the thing that we ordered, and I'll be the one to try it, and I'll take a bite and go, ugh, try this. She'll go, no, I don't want to fucking try that. And I'm like, it's so bad. You please just try a little.
Just one bite. One bite.
It's the worst thing you've ever tasted. You have to taste it.
Speaking of the worst thing ever, we are about to do an episode. Who is our old man puzzles for this episode?
It's me. Ha ha ha.
Congratulations.
You didn't think that I would have the energy to be old man puzzles again.
No.
You were wrong.
That's not fair. We still don't.
Oh,
we still
okay.
don't think that.
And you don't.
And I don't. But I am going to do some listener submitted riddles, and those are going to carry me through. Thank you, listener submitted riddles. Where would I be without you?
Can we also later, maybe I'll do this next time I host. Can we do some sister limited questions? Is that something?
And what does that mean?
Sister limited questions.
You said listener submitted, and I thought sister limited rhymes.
So you think, Adel, you think you could do it every time with no effort? You think the thing that you do requires so little effort that it will just be done for you by your brain?
Listen, man, every time anyone says anything, I have a reply. It's not always great, and I don't always say it. I try and push it down, but sometimes it just comes out.
Fine, later in the episode, I'm going to admit about some terrible things I've done to my sisters.
Ooh.
And we're going to call that
admitted?
Limited.
Limited. It's the closest I could get.
We'll call that segment Sisters Limited Questions.
One time I stole Molly's J. Crew pants and I burned them in the woods.
What?
I hid them around different areas of my room for 6 months, let the guilt burn a hole through my soul, and then I burned them in the woods.
That's something a witch would do. Mm-hmm.
One time we were cutting cookies in the kitchen and she told me I was doing it wrong, so I turned around and I threatened her with a knife and I told her to leave me alone. One time Molly was going out to a party and on purpose I told her that she looked bad right before she walked out of the door.
These have been sister limited.
No, I didn't say any of the terrible things I did to my oldest sister. I sounded like it was just all bullying Molly.
poor Molly.
One time I told my sister's a teacher, and I told, if you can tell by my rant, and I told her entire class of students what her middle name was.
Uh-oh. Do you want to put her on blast right now? What's that middle name?
Oh, no, I can't because I think she uses it as her alias.
Oh.
Her internet alias.
Oh.
All right. So I'm going to do some listener submitted riddles. We have some awesome ones today. So here we go.
Is her middle name Mama Chomper 69?
Damn it. Adel, shush.
My history of rock. My history of rock professor in college, he had like a fake Facebook with not his real name. And
did you say history of rock professor?
Yeah, I took a history of rock class, and it was a lecture hall with like, I don't know, like 150 kids in it. There was a ton of kids in this history of rock class, and he opened the projector one day, which was a projection of his computer screen, and he just had his Facebook on it, and his Facebook alt name was Flamingo Starship.
Oh no.
I think everybody in the class saw it, and he like looked down. And he was like, and he took too long to close it. And we were like, Flamingo Starship.
I would bet his you dollars or donuts. Starship. I would bet you $1 million that was his that was the name of his band in high school that he tried to get off the ground.
High school. That would have to be the name of his current band. He was probably just on his band's page. I never sent him a friend request. Yeah, I was like, how funny would it be if like 150 kids in the class all sent a friend request?
No, dude, this guy was leading a double life, and he was going on cruise ships and introducing himself to women as Flamingo Starship. He'd be going, hi, I'm Flamingo Starship. Would you like to dance?
I think it's so funny that when like people have an alt like name on their account because they don't like, or like they protect their account because they don't want, you know, just other people to see like the thoughts that they have. And it makes me think like, oh, yeah, that would be what a better idea. Like all the people who have like Twitter profiles that are like not their real name and not their real face. Great.
They're doing it right. Yeah.
What a fantastic idea. You can have anonymity.
Also, that's the coolest class I've ever heard of. History of rock. I would have taken that in an instant. Was it great? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was super fun. I mean, it was like a history of like 60s, 70s, and 80s rock. I may have talked about this professor before, but he was like...
Was the homework to like smoke weed and listen to Fleetwood Mac?
Honestly, it wasn't as cool as that. Like we took... It was a lecture, so we did take like a ton of notes and it was like, you know, the tests and quizzes stuff were like this band, this year, this song and stuff like that. But it was really cool to like learn about the bands. I will say that we listened to some music as part of the class, but a lot of the music was you would like listen to on your own. You would just learn a lot about like the band and what they were going through and like what they were doing and their producer and the label and stuff like that.
That's but outstanding.
This guy had a ton of knowledge. He was like kind of like an older burnout guy, and he was a musician and he loved music. And his stories were not like firsthand stories, but they were like secondhand stories of like, and the rumor is that this is what happened with this, you know, Fleetwood Mac with blah 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 rumors. And so that was really fun. It was really he did get into it a lot.
That's amazing. I feel like all the bands from that time would sit around smoking weed being like, my nightmare is that kids are going to learn about us in a college class instead of like discovering our music. And then they're a man is standing in front of a bunch of 18-year-olds talking about the history of their band.
Now, JBC, you famously have from two Christmases ago a gift certificate for a tattoo that I got you.
Yes.
Will you get a tattoo of a UFO with a flamingo inside of it?
I don't want to get a duplicate tattoo. That doesn't, it, just because it's, unless it's like a symmetrical thing where I like put it on the other half of my body, but I don't know how that could be because mine is directly above my ass crack. So
it should be on your thigh and it's beaming up into your butt.
Hey, That's why pencils have erasers in my bag.
I want to get a tattoo of an ass crack above my ass crack. All right, let's get into this. Let's go. These are from Aaron.
Let's go.
Let's go.
At the end of the day, I hear the phrase at the end of the day 17 times a day. Why is everyone saying at the end of the day? Sorry, this is Addle's Rants. It used to be let's go, and now I still hear that, but I hear the phrase at the end of the day so much. Please, everyone, stop. Please,
when everyone,
stop.
At the end of the day,
that.
I'm going to keep saying let's go.
When you say stuff like I hear this 17 times a day and we're all in lockdown and the only person in your house with you is Gemma, you really blow up the spot of the other
Gemma,
person
stop.
There.
Every day after 8 p.m., Gemma says at the end of the day.
Okay. These are from Aaron Damon Rush, and it's okay to use my full name. These are movie limerick riddles. They're an absolute blast. So thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate you sending these in. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
When you hear another Aaron, do you get jealous?
Are they hot? Are they tall? Did my parents love them more than me?
They certainly sound hot and tall.
Well, then damn.
Anthony Michael Hall stands for Anthony Michael, who's hot and tall.
Do you think, Aaron, do you think that there are any Aarons that your parents love more than you?
No.
That would be devastating.
Aaron Eckhart.
Thank you for smoking.
They love him.
I would love to give like your parents a quiz that was fully designed to get them to admit that there's an Aaron. Like, I just 30 questions into the quiz, be like, most famous Aaron, and have your mom be like, Aaron Eckhart. And I'm like, interesting, mom. Interesting.
My dad did send me the sweetest text today out of nowhere. He said, loving you, truth be told. All you have to do is pop into my head, and I'm instantly loving you.
Oh, the sweetest text.
Isn't that so nice?
Thanks, that
Papa
is
Keith.
A.
Dads
I'm sorry.
Are the best.
I'm sorry, Aaron. That is a Bruno Mars lyric. So.
Oh shit! Fuck! Oh my god! Wait, my dad before that said, "Oh yeah, yeah."
Did he also?
Come on!
Did he also text you, Julio? Get the truck.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And the next text just says, get the stretch. And then, oops, Matt's text that to Julio on my phone.
Julio, get the truck. What was I thinking?
This
what
one
am I
just
listening
says
to?
Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, come on. Okay. We have to get to riddles. People will yell at me.
Yes.
The first one is, there once was a robot invader who said to his prey, see you later. With that jaw oh so square and that flat 80s hair, it could only be
the Terminator.
What did you say, Adel?
Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader. Vader. Oh, I will need to
Dorothy
see a scene.
Vader.
I need to see a scene. Okay. I know that this isn't the actual origin, but I want to see kid Darth Vader, Darth Vader, at school, and he's having a hard time going through school. JPC, you're going to be Darth Vader, and Adel, you're going to be Darth Vader's bully.
Uh-oh. Someone has a breathing problem.
I don't have a breath. Just let me pass, Chad.
No, you have to play Chad's game if you wanna pass by me.
Come on.
Oh yeah, come on. Is that what you think?
No, just please, Chad.
Listen,
we have to do this every day.
I'm a bully, but I'm a young bully, so I don't always have comebacks. Sometimes I just say, "Oh yeah," when I don't know what else to do. Why do you keep breathing on your glasses and cleaning them?
They're so dirty. The doctor told me this would work to clean them. I can't see, Chad.
My name's Darth Vader.
No, please. The teacher called me that one time because they read my name wrong. It's Darth Vader.
Darthy, Chad, do you have a hall pass? We're in space.
You always say that, teacher.
I do, because we are. Off to class, boys.
You don't want to see my hall pass. You want to go back to your home and rethink your life.
I don't want to see your hall pass. I want to go back to my home and
Darth,
see my
what
wife.
What are you doing? You can't get anything right.
Please, just let me get to my locker. Oh, my. Please.
It's BB-8.
See?
I always do that. I think I did that before.
I do think if I had the capabilities, I would... Because I think at some point I said Dorothy Vader. I would want to take The Wizard of Oz and put a filter anytime Dorothy talks through a Darth Vader voice changer. I think that'd be fun.
I think so.
There's no place like home. Shh.
You got it right, JBC. It's Terminator.
Aww.
Darthy Vader is way funnier, but okay, ready?
Darthy yes. Vader.
Though the plotting's a little bit awkward, at least Palpatine met his granddaughter. J.J. Abrams is back, and he's kind of a hack. So he called it the movie.
And he called it. This is one of the Star Wars movies?
This is Darthy Vader, right?
Yeah, this is Darthy Vader. But
so, I know the answer to this because I literally was just talking about this today. And I'll give you a little backstory before I answer this. Mariah and I are rewatching. I am rewatching. She's watching for the first time the Clone Wars animated series, which is very good. It's I think it's like 6 or 7 seasons, but it is very, very good.
I've told Matt Young has tried to get me to watch that for 6 years, and every month I tell him I'm going to watch it, and I haven't.
It's super great, but
too busy watching Bunked.
She went back and she this weekend turned on episode 2, Attack of the Clones, because the Clone Wars series takes place right after episode 2. Attack of the Clones, I watched a little bit of it, but I was also editing, so I wasn't really watching. That movie is painful to watch. It has to be the worst Star Wars movie, hands down. Mm-hmm. And some people think that the 9th Star Wars movie, which is called The Rise of Skywalker, answer to this riddle, is the worst Star Wars movie. But I gotta say, after sitting and passively watching Attack of the Clones this weekend, I would rather watch a 24-hour fucking action-packed block of just The Rise of Skywalker than see 10 minutes of Attack of the Clones. Hayden Christensen is the worst actor I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Just the worst. Here's what I'll say. Because Hayden Christensen is bad, Jake Lloyd is bad, Natalie Portman's bad. I, at some point, have to blame the director. Because they're all capable. I've seen them all in other movies be good. So at some point, it's like Natalie Portman, I'm sure, was giving emotion. And then the director was like, pull it back. Like, have no emotion. Be the most bland portrayal of a human you could possibly be. And that's how we got Queen Amidala.
The script, too, for that movie, the dialogue is awful. It's wooden. It's like,
are you a angel?
That's episode 1. But it's bad. It's really, really bad.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you went through a process where you had a clone made of you. What did you just let off a firework?
Yeah, I let off a firework. Can you call everyone? I don't even know where to begin here.
I want to see a scene where you have made a clone of yourself because you thought that would be a good idea, but the clone is becoming more popular than you. The clone is kind of taking over, you know, kind of taking all your buzz, and now you want to kill the clone. So this is your sort of attacking of your clone.
Hey, Aaron clone. Hey, girl.
And JPC's the clone.
Oh, I thought. Okay. Thank God.
We'll have JPC be the clone. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. I'm on my own. Okay. And I'm alone. Okay. Hey, Aaron girl. I like your hair. Thanks. It's the same as yours, just a little bit better. I had a great day. How was your day? Well, great, Aaron clone. Yeah, you know what, Aaron? I had a thought. I think that we should start calling you Aaron Clone and me Aaron Original. Well, that's kind of stupid. You're the clone, and that makes no sense. Loser says what? What?
And this is where we find out that your clone also went and got cloned.
So, I'm actually technically an original now, loser. What does that mean? Yeah, I'm here too, and the more you clone, the dumber you get. I'm not sure why you would brag about that. Don't talk to my clone that way. Wait, you two get along and then I don't get along with you? How does that work? It's because I'm dumb. All right, well, now that there's 3 of us, I feel like it opens up a whole new, like, world of Halloween costume ideas. We could be, like, the people from Mean Girls. We could be Snap, Crackle, Pop. We're actually going as a duo, and we're going to kill you. How does the scene end? How do I get out of here?
I love Mean Girls, but it's just 5 errands.
I could do that entire thing.
So we had a rich. Let's recap.
So you agree? You're also a clone named Aaron. Whatever. I'm getting Aaron fries.
Stop trying to make clone happen. So you had original Aaron. You had extra crispy. You had spicy Aaron. What were all the Aarons we had?
Sweet and sour. ranch.
Barbecue Keith.
All right, for real. And back. Okay. We're going back to the serious business.
Marty, we have to go back to the riddles.
Why are you a dog?
Your courage you'll all need to muster when your backpacks are fusion combustors and your job's fighting wraiths. If you have what it takes, then why not try and join the...
Wraith, don't tell me.
Oh my
the
God.
Ghostbusters.
Wraith, don't tell me.
Did you say Waka Waka Weenie?
Waka Waka Weenie.
Oh, what if the Muppet? What if they did a Ghostbusters with Muppets?
What was Slimer? Slimer was a Muppet, right?
Slimer had to have been a Jim Henson creation, right? No.
Everything back then was a Jim Henson creation. They didn't
Slimer
have special
Muppet?
Effects, my dear. Of course they needed Jim Henson.
The same for the most recent Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. Kate McKinnon's a person. Everyone else is Muppets. That's how I'd break it down.
I want to see a scene. I'll be Kermit the Frog. Aaron, you be Miss Piggy. JPC, is there any Muppet you prefer to do?
What does Gonzo's voice sound like?
I'm a Gonzo.
Nope. No. I'll be the count. I can do that.
Okay. And the three of us are Ghostbusters, and we're inside a haunted house trying to bust these ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we stick together and let's remember not to cross streams? Ah.
Okay, Kermit. Wait, a ghost. Hi-ya!
I guess you can count him out.
Count, I guess I've never heard you talk before. Do you have a sore throat?
Yes.
Kermit, I think there's a ghost inside there. Inside of him. Ready?
You think there's a ghost inside of me? Well, get it out.
Okay. Well, calm down and let's, I know how to get it out without, hitting you with our, lasers, because that will kill you.
Okay. I'll try anything.
Why are there so many ghosts in your throat?
I'm pooping.
Two poops. Casey, I pooped the ghost.
Take that scene, shoot it into space, wait for a reply.
Right. Keanu is truly iconic as this badass, not Johnny Mnemonic. Some villains he'll whack, and he's thinking he's back in the action-packed story of...
Bill
Titanic.
Excellent adventure.
You got it. It's John Wick. I know you know it. All right. I need to see a scene. You two are two Hollywood writers, and you're trying to think of a new franchise for Keanu Reeves to do after John Wick that capitalizes on how much of a badass he is.
Okay, so let's think. So Todd, let's kind of just have a brain sesh. Okay?
Yeah, brain sesh. Good idea, Mark.
Let's circle back. You know, why are we trying to reinvent the wheel when, you know, John Wick works so well? How about we do a reimagining, and it's called Wick John, and what happens is a dog's owner gets killed, and then the dog goes after who killed his owner.
Keanu won't do a dog voice. We've already asked him to. But that's okay. That's okay. I love where your head's at. But guess what?
Sure. Yes.
We already have ownership of so many properties that we haven't actually franchised yet.
More Soosh? You want some more Soosh?
Absolutely.
The Nagiri is killing.
Oh, I love sushibi. Would you like some more crab rangoon?
Oh, that hits the spot right up the old nose hole.
And I am not surprised to see you two back in the emergency room. So we did a little look-see into your sinuses.
We can't afford cocaine.
Seems like you're putting some expensive sushi up here.
It's not. It's gas station sushi.
Ooh, you know what? Well, I can't tell the difference from here. I'm a fun Hollywood doctor.
We're the worst.
So we're going to have to try to get that out. I'm just going to tickle your noses, and you should be able to sneeze them out.
You know what might get it? Mark, play along.
Okay.
You know what might get it out? A little cocaine.
Yeah, could just maybe have a souchant of cocaine.
Please, a prescription.
please.
Okay, all right, but only because we're in Hollywood and I'm a really cool doctor.
Yay!
Yeah!
I'm my, Keanu Reeves, by the way.
My grandpa was the MGM lion.
See, this is what I mean in Hollywood. You have to know someone in order to get a job.
I'm
this
a
motherfucker
Clinton.
Is getting deal after deal because his grandpa is the MGM lion.
I'm one of the Clinton cousins.
See?
All right, last one, and then we'll yes. go on a break.
These are great. Thank
We're
you.
We're on a break.
Yeah, Aaron is doing... Aaron Damon Rush, you're great. Thank you. No, it's not something that you use on hair, and the fans of this movie are quite rare, but JPC raves about Nicolas Cage and his hammy performance in...
Face Off.
Face Off.
They're jerks, Aaron. Don't listen to them.
Come, air.
Who was I just talking to? I was just, Rob White.
Us, just now.
Did Rob you forget?
Rob White texted me like 3 days ago, and he said him and his wife, Megan, who are both wonderful people and wonderful improvisers, and he said we sat down to watch Face Off because Megan remembered how much she loved it, and an hour into the film, Megan turns to Rob and says, at what point does he get on the plane? And Rob said, what are you talking about? She goes, I remember loving this movie, but I thought he got on the plane much sooner. And he goes,
yes,
you're
yes.
thinking of Con Air. And so they stopped watching it and switched to Con Air.
Honestly, they're both great, but Con Air, I got to say, takes the cake. Con Air, a better film. I Very do good. Love Con Air.
So good. Also, they make wonderful hair products and appliances.
It's quick wraps from Con Air. It's quick wraps from Con Air. Oh, whoa.
I love when you do that so much.
Well, I love when we take breaks so much. So why don't we take a quick break so I can get my fix, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Where's my fish?
It's in my nose.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your Woo. Local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A,
dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works.
Hey, Adel, you got a little something like in your nose. It looks like half of a full fish just like coming out of your nose.
How do you know it's half of a full fish and not just the bottom half of a fish?
because
I guess that's what the important question is right now.
Aaron is an optimist.
The fish is always fully up your nose.
Fish is half empty. Oh, God. Okay. Well, we are back to some listener-submitted riddles. Those first ones are from Aaron. Thank you so much, Aaron. And these are from Scott from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, Nova Scotia.
We're going to call you Nova Scotia, and there's nothing that you
Scotia?
Can do about it. Yeah, it's like Scott, Nova Scotia, Nova Scotia.
Anne of Green Gables.
So, are we talking about Anne of Green Gables?
Aaron's head did a complete 180 whip around when she heard you say Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, it's unfortunate it wasn't a 360, because now she's talking behind her.
I could talk about it all day. Okay, here we go. These are from Scott from Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Scott wrote some original riddles for us that are really cool and very unique, so let's get into them.
I'll be the judge of that, Scott.
The following riddles are two-line rhymes that hint towards the answer. But the special part of these riddles is that the answers will all have your names in the answer word.
What?
As in, the answer will contain all the letters of your first name in the proper order, like your name, but
this
hidden throughout.
Blowing.
I know.
This is a riddle doctor, and they are blowing my mind.
Yeah, and they're about to find some sushi up your nose. So, this sounds more complicated than it actually is. So, for example, with the name Aaron, which is my name, an answer could be
brag,
bearing, because of B-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Thank you.
E-R-I-N, all showing up in the right order.
Got it. Right order, but they could have other letters in between them.
Yes. And I think that they're all one word for the most part.
Will we know the person that is the subject matter of the riddle answer? Like, will we know it's an Aaron, John, or Adel?
Well, it's up to you. I think we should. I think it makes it a little bit easier. So I'm going to, if that works for you guys, but it's up to you.
Let me check with my schedule.
Let me check with the fish up my nose.
Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday, nothing. Thursday,
okay, water, insane, water, water. Please help me water. Put me back in water.
I'm all clear. I can definitely do
I'm
that.
I'm good. I can make it work.
That's what you said to the fish? Yay. Let me check my schedule. All right. I have time to do this too. And the fish up my nose doesn't need any water, so I'm good to go. Right.
It's a fish up my nose.
All right, let's start with Adel's name, shall we?
Shall
we? Adolescent.
Nope.
Fiddle Adel. Fiddle Faddle.
Don't just guess. An elderly man who stops you from passing.
Adel.
I'm sure you've seen the movies.
He's describing me.
I won't bother asking. An elderly man who stops you from passing. I'm sure you've seen the movies. I won't bother asking.
Okay, an elderly man who won't let you pass. This sounds like the game Monopoly, but we're told it's a movie. What movie has an elderly man who won't let you pass? Maybe this is like a teacher.
I'd like to solve the puzzle for $1 million.
Yes, JPC, and let me see what I can find on my desk.
You shall not pass! The answer is, of course, oh, God. I forgot the name
Lord
of
the Lord of the Rings?
With that fire demon. What's the name of that fire?
Oh, Balrog?
A Balrog.
No. What's the name of the old man?
Gandalf.
Gattle.
Gandalf. G-A-N-D-A-L-F.
Whoa.
I would be a terrible cheerleader.
That's mind-blowing. I never realized Adel was in the word Gandalf. That's exciting and outstanding.
Mm-hmm. And John is in the word Balrog.
Balrog.
I think Balrog was also like a Street Fighter character.
Amen. Yeah, it was that fire demon as a playable Street Fighter character. He whipped ass. He fucking ripped Ken in half.
Anytime I played Street Fighter, I was always Pippin, and I would get fucking owned.
From the musical?
Yeah, he'd just sit in the corner and eat and sing a song
NBA
about circus acts.
He was playing Scottie Pippin.
I want to see Pippin from Lord of the Rings doing circus acts and singing while wearing the number 33 of the Bulls jersey.
Well, someone just immediately picked up their colored pencils and Pippin, was like, all right, Pippin. Well, I guess this is what I'm doing today.
Okay, wait, what do you think? Would Pippin from Lord of the Rings make a better Dream Team basketball player, or would Scottie Pippin make a better Hobbit?
I'd like to see both. All right. A politician's word for crazy or a surfer's word for sweet? I prefer the surfer's way. The waves are hard to beat.
Tubular.
Yeah, your name is in the word tubular, so that works great.
T-U-J-P-C-L-A-R.
Oh, Cowabunga. This is back to Apple?
Yep, this is still your name.
Cowabunga.
Radical.
C-A.
Cowabunga. C-A.
I like my cows bungas, and I like my radicals new.
I would actually like to see a scene really quick.
Okay.
You two are surfers, but you are like both new to it, but you think the other one's sort of an authentic surfer, so you're trying to fit in and be cool and say all the right words.
Oh, man. I'm so freaking stoked to hit these gnarly waves.
Karamunga, my brother.
Right, surf's down.
I can't wait to get out there and absolutely sheet on these lettuce sticks.
Yeah, I'm gonna skid all over this salt soda.
I can't wait to paddle out on my thin stick. And really crunch up those waverinos.
Yeah, I'm going to hop on this booger plank and just fucking upright and downside.
And we're both on the same page. We're surfers. We're about to get in this splish splash, taking a bath sauce.
That's right. Going to jellyfish my dick into eternity.
I'm just a shark in the water, but...
Oh.
You
don't smell like authentic surfers, my guys.
We're muy authentico. Do you want to taste some of our blood so we can prove it?
Would a non-authentic surfer know the surfer keyword? Tangular.
Yeah, if we're not surfers, why are we wearing parkas?
You two are business dudes who just recently quit. I can smell it a mile away. Surf's up, my guys! I never stop swimming!
I am in a wetsuit.
See?
All right. If you're having trouble with the quiz, I've got something for you, buddy. Take this pill and swallow it. It'll surely help you study. Fly me to the moon. I don't know why I started saying it like that.
That would be Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a crooner who's selling you drugs? Well, I want to see a scene. Adderall, you're gonna be this town's first drug dealing crooner.
Okay.
Hey man.
Dee-da-ba-ba.
Hey,
you want to do a drug deal?
Shh.
Hachimama.
Stop. Sorry, I'm trying to get some.
Take away
sushi
your
cocaine.
Pain. Do a snort cocaine.
You're being so
Everybody loud. Knows you're buying drugs. Acha.
Sir, do you need to have that microphone? I'm just trying to get some sushi cocaine.
What's your name, little lady? Where are you from?
Are you doing crowd work with me?
Yeah.
My name is, you can call me Marissa. And I'm from
Marissa,
somewhere.
I want to kiss you, but first, here's some heroin.
No, I didn't even ask for heroin. Can I just have some sushi cocaine to go, please? And please be, like, more discreet.
I wish I could snort a little fish doing some aquarium lines. Oh, cha.
Okay, well, the acoustics...
I fell on my head, and now I can only sing like this.
Yeah, and the acoustics in this alley are amazing, and I wish you all the best, but... Can I just...
I wish you fentanyl the best drugs.
All right, we're getting caught and arrested right now, and I am not surprised. I should have...
Take me straight to jail.
Okay.
I will burn in hell.
I love this guy. I could do this all day. Yep, that's me, Johnny Blue Eyes.
Scene.
All right.
Old blue pills.
A puppy, a kitten, a kid, a fawn, or anything that's cute. If small and precious and oh so sweet, this word will always suit.
Adorable.
adorable.
A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're the apple of my eye. I don't think I know that song.
A is for the Adderall I take.
C, you're the apple of my eye.
I don't know.
A crab apple? Am I a crab apple?
I don't know much, JPC. I do know that it's 8:43 p.m. and I'm tired. Okay, the next one
is Mrs. Kerbopple supposed to be Mrs. Crabapple?
I don't know, man.
Something to think about.
Okay, so this next one is still, it's the last addle one. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you watch The Office? If not, I won't make ya. If you do, you'll see Michael at this resort in Jamaica.
Scandals.
Mm. Is it sandals?
I think it's sandals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I call you Scandals?
Sure.
Thank you. All right.
That was great. Why Thank you, Kevin. Kevin?
Yeah, A-D-A-L.
No, Steve.
Well, you can call
Scott.
Him Kevin.
Scott.
You could call anyone Kevin, and it works for the show, which is the best part about what we've done.
I feel like I'm back at my high school reunion.
Steve, Scott, Kevin?
Glenn, Tommy?
Wait, this is just a chair wearing a name tag.
I should have went back to my own high school.
What are we, guessing my cousins? What's going on here?
Shit, I should have gone to my high school reunion, huh? That would have made things easier. For this to exist, these are JPC's names.
These are JPC's names.
You get it. For this to exist, tech needs some improvement. Strap this on your back for some much faster movement.
Jump pack.
Jump pack?
Jump pack.
What is that?
No, Aaron, jump back. There's a spider in front of you.
Honey, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Oh, no. I'm so poor. I can't afford a jump pack.
Look at the poor girl who doesn't have a jump pack.
What am I supposed to do at weddings when they play jump around? Everyone will be jumping towards the ceiling.
I love going to a store and be like, how much is this Cineburst? If you have to ask, honey, you can't afford it.
You can't afford it.
Surely I can.
It's a Cineburst.
You know it, right?
Oh, no, I don't. I wasn't even listening.
You got it.
Jump pack? Jump.
Well, not jump, but something
jet pack.
Jetpack. Yeah, jetpack.
Oh, jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
Jetpack-sy.
If it's a horror movie that you are seeing, these quick surprises might have you squealing.
Mmm. Pig.
Flash fuck.
Oh, okay. That is a horror movie to me. There is no two words I want further away from each other in a sentence than pig and surprise.
That's true.
Oh, no.
I know the answer if JPC wants any help or to pass.
And I know the answer as well. So if, Adel, you want any help, why don't you say the first part and I'll say the second part?
The first part, might as well jump.
Pig fight.
Yep, it's jump pig
jump
fight.
Jump scare.
Jump share, snap out of it.
A road trip with friends, you leave tonight. You'll use this slang word if the car is filled too tight.
What are we, a fucking clown car?
I get it, because slang. I'm a clown. So that's your little funny joke. It's clown car is the answer because you think I'm a clown. Well, I got news for you, Kevin, whose name I do remember, and now I'm just being belligerent.
Scott.
This is a name for a car?
If it's packed too tight?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. You said a word that it was going to help you, because I said if the car is filled too tight.
Sardine.
Packed like a tin of sardines.
Yeah, your name's all over sardines. You Ooh, said something, baby. You said a word that I didn't use, but.
Me or JPC?
You did, Adel.
Clown?
I always forget that you guys can't tell I'm not looking directly at you.
Is this like a hyphenated word?
Yeah, kind
of. I know it. Yes.
Cul-de-sac?
It's cul-de-sac. The C is the beginning of my name. It's like if you listen to the last episode, it's like monograms.
Don't. Oh, I fucking quit. I quit. Fuck you too.
We're Casey. Like a bunch of cul-de-sacs in the back of this car. I have a new friend who's going to ruin the trip.
Casey, enter the sound effect of the MGM lion roaring now.
We're fucking jam-packed in here like a couple of cul-de-sacs.
Yep, you got it. Jam-packed. And there's only three for you. There's jam-packed. Four for us.
What am I eating? Crustables?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well,
write another one, Kevin.
If you can't, if you don't have four, you can't afford them.
Damn
it. If the shoe quits, fire it.
Do I only have three because I have three letters and you and Adel have four because you have four letters?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've always said out of all the podcasts.
Look, there's New York and there's LA, and those are the two podcasts. Okay, we are not either one. We're in the middle of the country.
I'm not even on a podcast.
I would totally hit this podcast and just surf up and down.
Out of all the podcast hosts, the three of us have the least amount of letters in our combined names.
That has to be true. No one look it up.
No one look it up.
A piece of metal through a hole in your body. Don't get one at Claire's. They'll put it in shoddy.
Shoddy. Let me put a piercing in you, shoddy.
Go shoddy.
But it's not piercing.
Go shoddy. It's a Claire's here. We're going to pierce your ears in the Claire's hair.
Piercing.
Yeah, but not a piercing. But what do you put in a piercing?
Neosporin.
Yep, you put Neosporin in.
Do you guys, Claire, do you mind holding down?
Huh?
Do you guys mind holding down Bronson? I'm about to pierce him.
You guys, I think Neosporin might work.
Hold on. Dead stop. I don't want to give free publicity to fucking Casey Tony's podcast.
Yeah, it does. Neosporin works, Aaron. That's one.
Stop saying that word. We're not
that fits.
We're not promoting Casey's podcast.
Oh, man. You have to listen to Tuck Wizard on Neosporin. I love it.
Neosporin. Holy shit. Neosporin technically works.
Yeah,
my name's in there. But that's not the one that Scott said.
And happy Neosporin Friday to all of you Sporos out there.
Also, I'm getting fully called out here because I got my ears pierced at Claire's and I ended up okay, right? I don't get sick anytime.
You have Claire's
anything
disease.
Happens. I don't get sick at the drop of a hat. You know it. What goes into piercing?
Anytime somebody drops their hat, you barf.
Who dropped this hat full of sickness all over the floor?
You said what goes into a piercing?
A stud.
No, come on. We wear them in your ears.
A jeweled piece of crap.
JPC. A ring. Oh, an earring.
There you go. A jeweled
Aaron.
Piece of crap.
Earring has JPC in it?
No, it has. I mean, we got Aaron to my now. Name, remember?
Oh, I was so confused.
That's what happened. All right. A leader?
I want to see a scene.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Your name's Zach, too? No, that's why I'm so fucking confused.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are the main piercer at Claire's. JPC, you are a nervous teen getting their ear pierced for the first time. And Aaron, you're trying to sort of assuage JPC's fears.
Hey, welcome to Claire's. What do you want pierced?
Just my ear, my left and my right.
Which one's left and which one's right?
It's just both earlobes. So any order.
Awesome. I'm FaceTiming my boyfriend. He lives in Oklahoma while we do this.
We're in Oklahoma. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We all live here. Can I ask you a question? You have so many piercings. Does it hurt?
Sure. So I normally get pretty drunk before my shift and do it to myself. So you're asking the wrong gal. On the count of 20.
Wait, no, wait. Do you have any advice for a first timer? I'm a little nervous.
I'd say try to see, like, if you can be in love before the first time, like, that really helps, and that's really nice. Make sure you trust them. You're, like, educated on sex stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. Hey, can I be honest with you? Will there be a lot of blood? Because when I see blood, it makes me sick to my stomach.
I am FaceTiming my boyfriend. What do you mean you want to break up? Maybe.
Oh, what a beautiful breakup. Oh, what a beautiful end.
Sorry, my boyfriend's the town drug dealer.
With somebody else.
No, it's okay. Yeah,
fuck what?
You. I healed my time.
Hold on. Okay, bye. So what? You said blood?
Yeah,
you?
When I was 11, my parents were killed in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so when I see blood now, it just makes me kind of like 19, queasy.
19, 18, 17, 16, 15.
Are these years? What's going
16,
on?
No, 17, oh, no, no, 18, 19,
are you going
19,
up? Wait,
20.
Wait.
Cowabunga serves up. Ka-doink, ka-doink. Your ears are pierced, ka-doink. No blood. Keep
that's
a little
my
kiss
lip.
On the nose.
Scene. And that was Batman's origin story. When I want my ears pierced, I go to Claire's. And when I'm going clear, I join Scientology.
Honestly, you know, that made me go like, hey, women are going to be the people you trust, because I trust the 15-year-old girls at Claire's who pierce my ears more than I trust most doctors. They really had their shit together.
Fair enough.
Because they would listen to you, and they would listen to you when you described your pain threshold.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't go, you don't feel pain.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of people in here that tell us that they feel pain, but we're doctors, we're better, and we never make mistakes.
I've been seeing so much stuff on the internet, it's pretty universal that, like, a lot of people who have male OBGYNs have been told by them that period pain isn't that bad. They're like, actually, having your period is not bad, it's not painful at all. And you're like, huh.
It's like doing a little fart after a big steak dinner. Something me and my Cadillac know a little something about.
Listen, I'm a doctor. The cadavers never scream when I cut them.
Any hoodle.
I'm sorry, you're a cadaver OBGYN? Your job is not necessary.
Right.
OGB by then. It didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
Add, this one might be tricky. Ready?
Yes.
Add an H to your name and it becomes Heron. What is hair made from to keep it from tearing?
Theremins.
Theremins.
Can you imagine if your hair was made of theremins?
Follicles.
What a musical haircut.
Yeah, this is a really fun thought experiment. Thank you, Adel. I'm going to think about that.
You're welcome. I'm just glad you're both witness to me losing my mind.
No, you're perfect.
What is hair made of that makes it?
You can get like a treatment of this.
Retinol.
Like a script?
No.
You can get a treatment of follicle.
Follicle. That's what I said. Hold on.
My favorite
I got
musical.
So excited because I said that.
this
it's
is
like
for
a
Aaron?
Protein in your hair.
Did you know that rhino's horns are made of hair?
That's fucked up. Cartilage.
No. You can get like a treatment of it.
Aaron, I don't think I know this. What can you give me? What does the word start with?
K.
Keratin.
Mm-hmm.
Is it keratin?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was holding up a picture of the new comic book character I've created. His name is Keratin, and he has the best vision of any teenager. Now, what does he do with this?
He got bit by a carrot.
Ow! I was feeding my rabbit, and I think the carrot bit me?
I don't know if it's keratin or keratin. Keratin? Keratin. Well, either way, you got it.
Either way, we're moving on to points on the board.
Well, again, his name is Keratin, and coming back from the opera, his parents were shot in an alley. Now shot with a dose of Keratin, making them stronger so they never die. This superhero has no complaints.
No, I love it. I think that you're going to make $1 million.
I think my number one complaint is Sunday dinner with my parents. I'm 42. Let me live my own life. You're living forever. What do you care?
42. Keratin.
All right. This is the last one. This one's a little dirty, so if you're with someone who isn't a grown-up who likes dirty things, skip ahead.
Hold their hand. Oh.
Nope. If a teenage boy is behind a door with a lock, there's a pretty good chance he's doing this with his wiener.
Mass Aaron baiting.
Is Aaron's name in masturbating?
It's the more like crass...
Jacking Aaron.
The other one that's sort of similar to that.
Oh, jerking in, like what hackers do.
Yeah, me and the wife are just going to jerk in tonight.
I'm jerking into the net.
Maybe get some takeout, jerk in. You get it. Married life. Thank you, Scott from Nova Scotia, Canada. Jerking off. Jerking.
Me and the wife are so comfortable around each other, we just sat on the couch, stared at each other, and jerk off.
And then Scott said that he liked the Riddle City noir. episodes we did. So thank you so much for listening, Scott.
Oh, Scott, you're fucking so smart. You like the most popular episodes? How about naming some deep cuts, Scott? What are we doing? What are we doing with this guy? We're letting him say, oh, yeah, I really liked Avengers Endgame. Yeah, all the fucking characters were in it, Scott. Motherfucking bullshit with this guy.
Some people just like the best stuff. You can't do another second of a Riddle podcast.
It might be fun to rewatch Age of Ultron, Addle Sherlock episode.
Oh, that was a good one. I liked that because we did ads in it. It was crazy. That was fun. That was like a hard one for my brain, but I remember enjoying it.
Hey, and maybe occasionally it'd be fun to pop into Thor 2, The Dark World. Pretty much any of JPC's episodes. Who cares equally little about all of them?
That's the worst of all the... I'd say, okay, if our episodes were each an Avenger, which Avenger would they be?
Mine would be Jubilee.
Mine would be the Mandalorian because all of my good ones are behind a paywall.
You have some like all-star Patreon episodes. I would say all my episodes are Hawkeye. Mostly just sort of there in the background there to support bows and arrows.
Mine are the Edward Norton Hulk. They have no place in the current world.
No. They have no.
Mine are like the middle Wolverine movies. If you hit Logan, you've gone too far.
JBC, yours are Iron Man. Addle, yours are the third Thor.
Can I just say, Marvel, if you're listening, I have a few pitches. Marvel,
yours are Guardians of the Galaxy.
Please, Marvel, please let me write a storyline for you. I can write Carrot-teen. I can write Wolver-teen. I have an idea for a Nightcrawler story, and it's called The Teleportance of Being Earnest. Marvel, please let me write a story for your comics.
Didn't you say that you had one that was a superhero who was a circle, and their origin story was they got slightly melted, and now they're Ovaltine?
That's right. His name is Ovaltine. He's a chocolatey mess, but he has vitamins. We think.
Speaking of vitamins, when I take vitamins in the morning, I don't shit all day, which plug me up something fierce. Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Any shit you want to talk about?
Yes. I would say I think that Ovaltine would be a really good nemesis for Carrot-teen.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's something there. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. JPC, is this the week that I...
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. And then I have some fun news. I got to be on the Bill Buds podcast, and I had the best time ever. I talked about the fun album Aim and Ignite. It was truly so exhilarating to talk about music on a podcast. And I had never really met or talked to Johnny before, and there was a time where the episode ended, and him and I just talked about the Beatles longingly, and I thought, we have to have brunch. Poor JPC is witnessing us trying to have brunch and talk about the Beatles. It is such a delightful podcast. I've been listening to it so much. I check out the Arnie Parrott episode where you talk about Miley Cyrus. It's amazing. I had the best time, and please go check out the Bill Buds podcast. It's amazing.
And if you're listening to this on the day that this episode comes out, your episode comes out next Monday. So it's like, what, 4 days until yours comes out? But yeah.
But I can't wait.
Be on the lookout. obviously, you can listen to the Bill Buds podcast. You can also follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. That's where I'm at Monday through Friday doing my fucking bullshit. Addle, anything to plug?
I'm going to keep plugging it while episodes are coming out. Please check out Hey Tavern Tavern over on Stitcher Premium. It's a Magic Tavern spinoff with myself, Aaron, and JPC playing characters in Foon, solving relationship questions for Foonish citizens. You can use the code MAGIC, M-A-G-I-C, to get a free month of Stitcher, so use that wisely, and check it out. We had a blast doing it.
I'm actually also running a Stitcher promotion right now for you to also receive free access to Stitcher. It is a guess my password Stitcher promotion. So just try to guess my username, try to guess my password, and you can have access to everything on Stitcher Premium. Good luck to all the people participating.
I have a guess at your password.
Please.
Jupiter. Boobs.
Bye forever. Boobs forever.
Boobs Jupiter?
That's my username.
Oh, okay.
Jupiter? Marvel, please hire me. Casey Tony did the editing. Now Arnie Parrott did the music. Logo Crew.
Hey there, girls and scouts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's This Day in Improv History. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.